Alloy. Alloy.
Coming at you from the Alloy Studios in Albany, Oregon, this is the Alloy Podcast. Alloy. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And we've been a little bit sketchy on getting episodes out on time. We apologize for that.
That's my bad.
Yeah, Ben's working two jobs. And
it's gay.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy around these parts, so sorry about that.
I like one of them. The other one sucks balls.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's work for you.
Yep.
All right, so what do we have this week? We have, again, an amazing bunch of music, including this week's cover of the week.
Classic. The classic track.
And classic track of the week.
Comedians.
Yeah, we got some funny. We got the underground pick of the week. We got some not-so-metal coming up. But then again, most of you think that the majority of this show isn't metal, so
it's true. We play comedians in case we're not funny enough for you.
We're not, so
yep.
We're just going to absorb other people's funniness and take credit for it.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm down. I support this.
All right. Coming up at the end of the show, make sure you stick around for it. We've got an Unearth interview coming up.
Whoop, whoop.
What else is coming up this show? Oh, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving a little bit. How was your Thanksgiving, Ben?
Thanksgiving was great, except I had to work.
Yeah. I like how I ask about your Thanksgiving, even though I sat across the table from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I didn't know how it went.
Yeah.
Matt's going to talk a little bit about how Black Friday went and why he loves Black Friday shopping.
And I'm going to talk about Black Veil Brides. Who was it? Vampires Everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to discuss Vampires Everywhere a little bit. I think I would have a new track coming for you this episode.
But we don't care.
But we don't like it. More so we're not going to play it. We're just going to dog them. Anyway. Make sure you stick around for the whole show, and we'd like to thank some sponsors real quick.
Word.
So, Adam and Eve, adameve.com.
Yeah.
Or you can head over to alloypodcast.com and find all the banners across the top.
Totally.
They're going to get you half off any product you want.
Because we're awesome.
Because we're the shizzle.
Yep.
We're for Rizzle Dizzle.
Totally. By the way, if you just want to try it out, just get a hold of us, buy porn for me, so I could get the discount too.
I see how it goes.
Just be like,
speaking of porn, if you're a dirty perv like I am, or like Ben is,
yep,
and you want a bunch of free fuck tapes,
it's true.
What you can do is you can head over to alloypodcast.com, and there's a link there where you can buy one dirty movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get four more for absolutely free.
That's badass.
That's amazing.
Somebody hit me up so I could get that deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Adam and Eve isn't hearing this right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what we got coming on the show for you today. Again, thank you to Adam and Eve. And, I think we're going to dive right into this first track pack.
Totally. Track pack. I like that name.
Track pack. I need to get a sounder made. Where it goes all echoey and fucking...
The track pack.
Track pack.
Track pack.
All right, so now that Ben's done track slobbering packing. All over everything in the room. Oh, wow. But if Ben's done doing whatever it is he's doing... Then, then I guess we're going to dive right into this first track by Affiance. It's called Nostra Culpa, and this album comes out next week, so make sure you go pick it up.
Totally.
And, here's Affiance for you.
Affiance.
Pathetic. Love is so pathetic, man. Because when they leave, this is the saddest thing. It's like I did everything I could, and I tried. I have this rage problem sometimes. I didn't, you know, whatever. I yelled. I'm a yeller. I fucking yell, and it's embarrassing. But I don't know if any guys in here are yellers. But once it starts, it ain't stopping until someone cries. But it's embarrassing because I used to yell and we live in a quiet neighborhood and it's just like, I felt bad about it because like, you know, there was one time I was putting my garbage out and I saw my neighbor and I literally had to stop myself from saying, hey, I'm not hitting her. I did what I could. I used to bake for her. It was I like doing it. I'm like, you know, I like to bake shit, and I'd cook her breakfast, and I'd pack her lunch and send her to school, you know? No, I'm kidding, but there's some part of that, which I'll get into later. She wasn't a child. She was younger than me. She was like 12 years younger than me, which was perfect. But I used to bake her pancakes, banana bread. She had a weed allergy, so I'd make a spelt flour all nice to her. But then I started to realize, though, it's like I was doing this, so I'd try to, you know, I'd be like, I'm angry at her. So I'm like, I'm wondering if I'm putting that into the cake. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm like, I'm making these cakes, and I should be saying, here's your hate cake. Maybe she'll open a bakery, just a hate bakery. Have some muffins of contempt. Would you like a scorn scone? Here's a little advice for you, my friend. No matter how good those pancakes are, they could be excellent, but pancakes will not erase. Shut the fuck up! Because when that shit stacks up, it ain't like pancakes, bro. A stack of pancakes you can eat. A stack of shut the fuck up. They're taking their vagina and leaving, bro.
Psycho bitch, but the sex is good, so I think I'll keep you around.
What? You're just too damn hot, and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down. You're rolling into light. It's my dead in the world. It's right, we break up. We kiss and make out.
You don't really want to stay, no. But you don't really want to go.
Welcome back to the Alloy Podcast.
Dude, that was an awesome cover.
Absolutely.
Woe Is Me with Hot and Cold by Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I think you change your mind like a psycho bitch, but the sex is good, so I think I'll keep you around.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that. Dude. I'm playing that at the strip club for a girl. I'm doing it.
Yeah, word. I love that part where at the end of the first chorus...
I saw what you said on your Twitter. That's so amazing.
Oh, my God.
And before that was Hate Cakes by Marc Maron off the Final Engagement double disc. Go get it.
Hate Cake. That should be a cake, dude. People would buy it.
Yeah.
A cake you buy for people you don't like?
It's just made out of poop and sadness.
No shit.
It would smell like a stripper pole.
Just poop frosting and stale cake. Oh, brutal.
I like it.
With cum filling in the middle.
Jizzy, jizzy, jizzy.
That'd be horrible. Yeah. People are listening to us right now going, oh, you guys are morbid.
Yeah, you guys are weird. And you know what? It would probably still be better than a fruitcake.
Probably.
Yeah. Does anyone actually eat that shit or just...
I don't.
buy it for people that they don't like. Yeah. That the hate cake already exists.
Yeah, but it's fruitcake. It doesn't count. It's not real cake.
Yeah, it's like a brick.
No one actually decided, you know what? I'm going to make a bunch of fruit, throw it into a cake. Just make
it for
people.
Is that a Skittle? It's not even fruit.
It's a Skittle cake.
Yeah.
Skittle cake sounds good.
That does sound kind of yummy, though. Anyway. So, yeah. Welcome back. And we hope you enjoyed the first song break. Track pack.
I was about to say track pack. Pack.
So, yeah, Ben's been working two jobs, and I've been working no jobs. I guess yep. I have to spring that on someone eventually, right?
Yeah, we kind of switched spots here. Yeah, I was unemployed for like a year, and then Matt got laid off, and I got two jobs.
Yeah, so Matt does all kinds of neat tech stuff all day, but no time to record.
Yeah, and I don't have time to sleep.
Yeah, Ben hasn't slept yet today.
No, I haven't, actually.
Hey, Ben, aren't you feeling kind of sick? Maybe you shouldn't go to work tonight.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, Ben's totally not going to go to work tonight. I don't know if you can hear it. He's, like, throwing up any minute now. And that's where fruitcake came from.
Hey, look, a cake. A cake. I'm going to give this to somebody I don't like at all.
Did you have a story you wanted to tell before I get to, like, businessy stuff?
I do.
All right, let's hear it. It's a shitty drum roll, I know. That sounds more like a... Yeah, that's like...
That wasn't a drum roll. Anyway, that was me masturbating.
That's what happened.
That was my hand hitting the... Anyway, never mind.
All right, so let's hear this amazingly funny story.
Funny-ass story, because
Ben
always...
was honing before we got on air.
Ben always has some kind of a man-horse story, I don't know. Anyway... Here's one. I was working at the strip club, and I think it was, I don't remember what night, I think it was Monday night, and I'm a DJ that night. Tuesdays I run door and I'm the bouncer, but I'm DJing that night. I'm walking around checking on everything while everyone's doing their dancing, sitting around having drinks and shit, right?
Right.
Group of girls walks in. I'm like, damn, hey. How's it going?
Okay, group of girls walks into strip club.
Yeah. Usually it's a group
of
guys.
This sounds like the beginning of a joke.
No, no, this is...
So three blondes and a brunette walk into a strip club.
Sit on the bar stool and hit the floor.
Turns out the blonde's the bigger whore.
Yeah.
Whackity, schmackity do.
We have way too much fun. Anywho's, group of girls walks in. And they sit right in front of the DJ booth, and they order their drinks and shit, right? And they're watching girls dance and whatnot. Right. And Matt knows what I'm talking about, because he's been to the strip club before.
Yeah, and I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, I mean, no, he hasn't.
I don't really want to talk about it either way.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. Anywho, back to the story. So I'm walking around checking on everything, grabbing empty glasses and shit like that, helping the bartenders out. And one of the hot girls goes, excuse me, sir, what's the champagne room over there? And I said, well,
Chris Rock fans, holla. Anyway, sorry.
And I told her, I said, that's a half-hour private dance area. You pay the bartender first, then they let me know when they go back there so I can time them for a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well... I'd like to get a dance, but I was wondering, actually, if I could get one from you.
And Ben said, absolutely, I quit.
No shit. No, I was actually pretty nervous, dude. It caught me off guard. I was like, because I get hit on by the drug strippers. That's, you know, I expect that.
Yeah, word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a group of customers that comes in, I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah, word.
You know? So I was like, oh. Let me ask my boss first, because the owner was there, Frank.
Yeah, word.
So I walk up to Frank and the bartender, and I tell him as a joke what happened. And I'm like, dude, you guys aren't going to believe what just happened to me. Yeah, this is
check this out. This is like so totally crazy.
This is hilarious. Anyway.
Anyway.
So this chick asked me to dance for her, right? And I was like, right? Do you see any naked guys walking around? And Frank, with a serious face, looks at me and goes, come in on your day off. We'll make an exception.
Word.
I was like, wow, these people really are all about money.
So now that's what Ben does as his other job. He's two nights a week, he's a strip club DJ. And two nights a week, he's a...
a stripper.
A wangle dangler.
No. Two nights a week, I'm a DJ. One night, I'm a bouncer.
A wangle dangler.
And any days, I'm already there, you can purchase a dance from me.
All right.
I think next time I go to the club, I'm going to wear my Chippendale outfit that I dance for on Lacey. Like, I'm going to wear it under my DJ clothes.
Yeah, word.
And then I'm going to wear the tie thing and the Velcro. Yeah.
I love it.
I think it'd be nice.
All right. Well,
anyway, back to the show.
That's
my story. It was pretty hilarious.
I have a couple announcements I'd like to make that totally are not anywhere near as fun as Ben's story. But nonetheless, I have been picked up as an author on a metal blog.
Yeah.
So not only am I blogging for Alloy, I'm also blogging for hookandmouth.net.
Brutal.
Head over and check out hookandmouth.net. You can see anything I post on there.
Metal.
Actually, metal. I'm like the... It's pretty funny because like the guy that runs the site, Scott,
yeah.
He's like the... I'm so brutal. Fucking, he's that kind of metal guy. You know what I mean?
Word.
Which nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
Yeah,
he's not an elitist. Is the thing?
Ah, okay. I was about to
say. Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with whatever you want to listen to and whatever you want to post. Right. Yeah,
right.
It's all metal.
Totally.
And the other guy, Paul. I think his name's Paul. I got to check my Skype contacts real quick.
I love metalheads like that because they're like, Hatebreed and Pantera are the only bands I ever need to listen to ever.
Yeah.
And then,
Mark just sneak in here?
Yeah, Mark from Proven. Yeah, shout out to Mark from Proven.
Other writer's name is Paul. And he's a like a doom stoner rock kind of metal dude.
So he's a Him fan.
No, that's not really. If he heard you say that just now, I'm going to get some hate mail.
It's okay.
He's a Him fan. Papa Roach is his favorite band ever. I don't know what that has to do with the other, but whatever.
BenMetalGuitar@yahoo.com. You can write your hate mail there.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, okay. He's really into the Sword and High on Fire and
Word.
Mastodon and that kind of, you know, the kind of doomier, sludgier, not super techy kind of stuff.
Black metal without the tremolo picking.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
Word. Because that's all black metal is lots of tremolo picking.
Right.
Just
and blast beats.
Yeah.
And one guy that you can't understand at all.
Right.
Yeah. Other than that, you know what? The new God Dethroned is actually really good. We played some God Dethroned on the last episode, and I've actually got a God Dethroned review up over at the Alloy Productions blog. That's alloyproductions.wordpress.com. Go check it out if you want.
Word.
That's next song set. Never mind. I'll yammer about the other thing a little bit later.
Should we go to music?
Yeah, we can go to music.
All right.
So this first track is going to be, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's spelled G-E-E-V-I-N-G. Geeving? Jeeving?
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 Geeving?
Something. And it's by Abandon All Ships, nonetheless.
Good word.
So, yeah, that's the important part, I guess.
Rock out with your cock out.
Rock out with your cock out. Here it is.
We'll be right back. Just like the world is art, 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 art. We're tearing it apart.
To the Alloy Podcast. Are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm enjoying it, dude. This is a lot of fun.
I'm having fun, yeah.
I'm having a ball.
All right, so to finish out that last song set.
Track pack.
Track pack.
Track pack.
All right, we had We Are Who We Are by Kesha. That's obviously our not metal pick of the week.
I love that song.
Yeah, and Second Sucks by Day to Remember. Brand new Day to Remember stuff.
I love that song too.
Yeah, I'm so into the new Day to Remember, dude.
Word, it's definitely it's no Homesick for sure.
Hold on, there's a lot of records out there that are no Homesick.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, their first, not their first record, but their first one known to me. For those who have heart, I am aware of their albums before that. You know, the old record and their self-titled.
Yeah,
but for those who have heart, the one who came. The one that came out before Homesick.
With Plot to Bomb the Panhandle.
Yeah. And the Kelly Clarkson cover.
Yeah, word, son.
that album was really good, too. Like, you can play that CD, and I will let it go. Same thing with Homesick. You know, you play that CD, and I'll let it go.
And I thought Homesick kind of dominated Face on For Those Who Have Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, this isn't as good as either of those records, but then again, both of those are very good.
Yeah,
so
like they have very high expectations. But, see, this record is still good in a way that I'm satisfied. See, like, most bands like The New All That Remains, I was not satisfied.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to continue to whore All That Remains, though, just because Mike was so fucking cool.
That's true. They were really good. He's a good guy. It was a good interview. And
have we aired that yet? Do we still have that somewhere?
I don't know.
That maybe. We haven't played yet?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll have to check the archives.
But nonetheless, yeah, it was a good interview, and they're a good band. They're very good at what they do, but like they don't play any of the old stuff anymore either. Like from This Darkened Heart, they don't play any
of
that.
Yeah, which dominated. I loved This Darkened Heart.
Yeah, This Darkened Heart was a badass album. Like, it's Focus Shall Not Fail is the reason I got into All That Remains.
Absolutely.
You know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that was you passing it on to me.
Yeah, and that's because I was hooked on that fucking tune.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about? We're going to be doing our Best of the Year show coming up here shortly in just a couple weeks.
Word.
We were going to do it this episode, but it turns out that I need to I'm going to be doing a blog post for hookandmouth.net.
Can Kesha be one of my picks?
Yeah, that's totally cool. Yeah, we're going to kind of go over a little bit what all is needed for it. So we're going to do we're going to list our that was over the top. That's going to need a new screen. Look at Ben. Way to derail the entire show. What an ass bag. What a bag of asses.
Yes.
Suck a bag of dicks.
I love that comedian.
Yeah, Louis C.K.
Now it
shout
stinks
out.
In here.
Yeah, thanks, by the way. In our tiny Welcome. Little fucking studio.
That used to be my bedroom.
Yeah. Now it just has posters all over the wall. Ben's got the hiccups. Equipment. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, so our top list. Our best of the year lists are going to consist of, here it is, Ben, get ready for this. Take notes if you need to, because you're going to have to be reporting back in a couple of weeks, all right? About halfway through December is what I figure. We're going to be doing our top 10, our 10 favorite tunes, 10 favorite records that came out this year. Okay. Right, yeah. Now, we're not going to play a song from each of them because we don't have that kind of time on our show.
Yeah, we're,
unless we dump the interview and just don't do an interview on that show. And yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
so
we'll do
we're going to do top 10. We're also going to do our favorite EP.
Word.
So not full release. Our favorite EP that was released last year. Our favorite not metal. And then we're going to do one that it didn't come out last year, but we found it last year.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So that's going to be our top lists. And I'll figure out how to loop that into how somehow we're going to turn 30 songs or so into a single playlist.
Word. I have an idea for the EP thing already.
Yeah, I've got mine figured out already.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm not going to say. They got to tune in that
All
day.
Right, tell me it's song break.
Okay, I'll tell you a break.
All right, make sure we don't have the same one.
Okay, so, excuse me, although I think it is the same one.
Yeah.
We are both really hooked on this.
Yeah, anyway, it's official. Next song break, Ben is calling in.
Yeah, it's official. Ben's not going to work.
That's
going to
happen.
And that's terrible because he's sick, and I feel bad for him. I just got over being sick. I'm still kind of sick. You've probably heard me going sniffling and doing all kinds of other craziness. Ben's dying right now. That's happening.
It's true.
Anyway, so coming up on the next song break for you, Track Pack, on the next Track Pack, is we've got Your Memorial coming up on the next one. And that's a song called Hope Era off the Atonement record, which just came out on Face Down Records. You can head over to the blog, alloyproductions.wordpress.com, and you can find a review for that CD there if you would like to go see that.
Word.
Word.
I dig it.
Ben looks tired.
I'm very tired.
Ben's give a shit is gone.
It's broken.
He doesn't care.
No.
All right. So, sorry for the half-assed show this week.
No, I think they enjoyed it.
Alloy. We're just going to sound her everything now.
Everything.
Everything.
Every song.
Let's play the intro again. Alloy.
I love the intro, though.
I know, dude.
It's so badass.
Shout out to After the Burial. If After the Burial is hearing this, this is Aspirations by After the Burial.
They're awesome.
So dope. So dope. I'm not all that into their new stuff, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I haven't heard much of it, so I can't say that I'm not.
Yeah, I've heard some insider stuff from a couple of guys that we may or may not know that live in Salem and may or may not have been in the band Within the Ruins at one point.
Oh, okay. And I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. Madison, what's up?
Yeah.
And
I love your sex.
Yeah. He gave us a little lowdown on some of the newer stuff, and I haven't had a chance to hear a lot of it yet, but I did sample a couple of songs earlier, and I'm not all that satisfied. Ben's dying right now.
Again.
Again. Still. still.
Go to my funeral, bitch.
Yeah, no, don't. No, don't. We don't want you there.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be fucking weird R people, really?
Yeah.
No, it's just going to ruin everything.
No, just go get drunk.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we're going to go to song. So this next track is Hope Era by Your Memorial. And we're going to follow that up with some brand new local stuff that we hope you enjoy. So make sure you stick around.
Yeah. You're listening to Alloy Podcast. This is fucking Wildboard Cannery. Drop your socks, grab your cocks, fuck around. We're going all night. Here we go, motherfucker!
To the show.
Metal.
All right, so those last two tracks you heard were To the Cannery by Wild Boar Cannery and Invade by Within the Ruins.
We're totally.
Yeah, we're. Shout out to Wild Boar Cannery. Hope you're hearing that.
Totally, we love your sex.
Yes, all of you.
On a regular basis.
Yeah. Except Nate, he's kind of young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Yeah. And he just keeps trying to tune up in the middle of a set.
Yep, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Asshole. Ass bag.
Anyway.
Yeah. Fuck off to my boss if you're listening.
Why? What just happened? Tell us.
Nothing. I just.
Just saying so?
Yeah, just saying so because I know he doesn't listen.
Yeah, weird. All right, cool. So fuck Ben's boss and fuck my old bosses.
Yeah, fuck Heath.
That's my old boss's name, too.
Nice.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Maybe it's the same awesome. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, in yeah. the ass.
Gigantic rubber dildo sandpaper condom.
My other boss's name is Presley, and she told me I was hot.
That's kind of creepy.
I know, right?
The one that runs the strip club, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
She manages the place. She's not the owner, but she manages the place.
Is she hot?
Yeah, for her age, yeah.
But why, how old is she? If you say 73, I would have fucking shit a kitten.
No, she's like, she's younger than mom, that's for sure.
Okay, so late 30s, early 40s.
Something like that, yeah.
Era.
Yeah, she looks. Honestly, like she looks better naked than she does with clothes on because she strips sometimes too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we're slow or say we have people that just want to sit there and drink, like they sit two chairs away from the stage so they don't have to tip, so they get a free show because their ass is like that.
Right. That's what I do.
Yeah. I've done it too. She'll be the girl that's like, all right, fuck this, I'm going on stage. Or if we're just short that many girls, she'll be like, all right, I'll go on stage and dance too. And then she calls in like five regulars of hers, and then they all tip like $120 a set or some shit.
Wow. Know. All right, well, that's that, I guess.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
All right, so we're going to go to the Unearth interview now, and we're going to follow that up with My Will Be Done by Unearth. Enjoy.
Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
We're hanging out with some of the dudes from Unearth. You want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Trevor.
I'm Buzz.
I'm Slow.
And we're out back of the Roseland in Portland, Oregon. This is awesome. Coming towards the end of the tour, am I right?
Yeah. It's the end. It's second to last night with Aslay Dying. Then we do about a week with all our mains, and we go home.
Yep. I heard you guys doubled up in Seattle.
Yeah, the two shows there.
That's fucking awesome. Like, I was watching the Twitter feed and was like, wow, they just decided to do another show. I hope it goes good. Like, we've had to do that before, and it just didn't work out when we did it. So
it was originally booked for two shows, and then I think maybe the promoter got cold feet or something, and he pulled the second show. But then the sales for the first show were so good that he's like, well, yeah, maybe he'll do the second one. The second one was great, too.
Right on. So, I'm going to fanboy for just a minute. I hope no one minds. My very first kind of, I guess, underground metal show was an Unearth show with Atreyu and Norma Jean a long time ago. I think it was 03 or 04. Yeah, at Meow Meow. Yeah. And, like, that was my first time experiencing that kind of setting for a show. Like, it had always been, like, I'd been to a couple rap shows at, like, the huge arena around here, you know. And so, like, to be at a place where the stage is literally knee-height, and then at one point, like, I was there specifically because I was obsessed with the song Zombie Autopilot. Like, that was my favorite song in the world. And then just as it comes back from a little soft instrumental with the Free Us, you shoved the mic right in my fucking face, and I about shit a kitten. It was one of the most amazing things that's ever happened to me, that's awesome. I swear to God. Sorry, I just wanted a fanboy for just a minute.
That's cool. But I lost my shirt at that show.
Yeah, well, we bought an Unearth shirt, even though we didn't have any money, just because his shirt got lost at that show, and he had to have a shirt to get home in.
We win. Yeah. Someone was crowd surfing, and as they fell, grabbed my shirt. There went my shirt. It's a cut-off sleeve tank top that says, I'm here to drink beer and kick ass. And I'm out of beer. I was like, damn it!
Yeah. So, I guess, what is it that, for me, there was a specific CD, a specific band that made me understand music was more than just a combination of sound. It made me feel like there was more to it than that. Was there anything like that for any of you guys?
Probably Maiden in general, all Maiden.
Right on, yeah.
That was like probably the first time that I really felt like time to write some tunes. It's like we need to get into this scene.
Yeah, right on.
Probably Metallica, Justice for All. Mm-hmm. That was kind of my introduction to, you know, more melodic style of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of changed my view on music right there.
When Master Puppets did that for me as well.
Yeah.
I say Anthrax, Among the Living was the record that made me want to be in a band.
Oh wow, mine's weak sauce compared to all that. Mine was Everclear. Anyway.
Then.
Yes, that was it right there. Amazing. So, we like to do a segment called I Have a Huge Hard-On. And it's really talking about like what it is that we're super into in the music or movies or TV or what it is that you can't seem to put away.
Can't seem to put away. Can't seem to put away that huge hard on it.
All that road bone.
Constantly
man.
Touching it.
One, two? I'm pretty sure Matt will volunteer.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's totally fine with me.
Oh, God. I like following the Red Sox and the Patriots quite a bit.
You got to be a Laker hater right about now, right?
Yeah.
Because of the bad blood last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. We're Portland fans, so we're Laker haters as well. So you're in good company.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I can't put my iPhone down. Yes. Yeah. I play Words with Friends nonstop.
I want a nice socks.
Yeah.
I follow the Celtics. Back to the sports.
Yeah.
Me and him are big sports guys, so we're always like back and forth with stats all day long. I'm a huge Celtics fan. Probably the biggest Celtics fan in the face of my
life. Right on. See, now I'm...
Guilty pleasures.
Yeah, guilty pleasures. What is it that you... Like, they don't... I guess they don't... You don't have to feel guilty about it, per se, but...
Because you're on Earth, so,
right, I mean, you can do anything you want. So, but like, what is it that you're listening to that most fans of yours would go, really? Like, just be amazed that you listen to it.
Soft rock hits from the late 70s, early 80s.
Right on. So, what, Manilow?
No, yeah, Manilow's great. Are you talking like Seals and Crofts, Alan Parsons Project, England Dan? Like, just weird shit.
ABBA.
Love ABBA. Elton John. Shit like that. Air Supply. We fucking party to that. Like, mosh to that.
Totally mosh to that shit.
How about you, man?
I like all kinds of stuff. Ray LaMontagne, Dave Matthews Band. You know, some more folk-oriented stuff. I kind of chill too. I'm not listening to metal.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was going through a breakup recently with this girl, and so I just incessantly started playing fucking girlfriend songs every time he was around. He wasn't happy about that. Like Avril Lavigne's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like that bad.
Yeah.
Wow. That's time. Awesome. Little Ashley Simpson. Hits.
I think the number one answer for guilty pleasures is Lady Gaga. So I've gotten really into Gaga just because I was like, all right, what's all this hype? I got to hear about this. Like,
he's
I got to
singing that shit.
Yeah, like, dude,
it's catchy songs, man.
Dude,
Alejandro, team, come on,
don't fuck around.
It's a monster.
It's like Madonna with Ace of Base.
Who doesn't like Ace of Base?
Yeah, everyone does, right?
Good music's good music, man.
Oh, that chipmunks.
Dude, I think all right, here's my admission. I think that song's on my iPod right now. I'm pretty sure.
You're a better man for it.
Right on. So you guys tour a lot. Who's one of the favorite bands you toured with? Was there a rock star moment that you were like, oh my god, it's that guy, like I did a minute ago?
We did a tour of Damage Plan years ago, and it was pretty sweet. My favorite band of all time was Pantera, so got to hang out with Vinny and Dime, and that was pretty sweet.
Take that for a second there, kid. I'm going to...
Up.
I'm joining you on this.
He's showing it off.
Pantera tattoo.
That was my first tattoo. Man. Yep.
That's great, dude.
Yeah. I like to show that as often as possible.
I have the same last name as Dime. I don't know if we're related.
We tell girls at metal shows that he's related.
Yeah.
Really?
Does it work?
It doesn't work. Does it? I don't know.
I'll show you.
I'll tell you later.
Anyway.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it works.
I've
connected. That one later.
Yeah. Totally.
Ben, you got anything?
Huh?
You got anything? Don't you have questions?
Huh?
Huh? What?
What?
Speak is my good ears.
No, I don't really.
What is it, is there any, like comic books? Anyone into comic books or any nerddom that they want to admit to?
Nope.
Gadget nerds or
no? It's about a time.
Just men here.
He's like, I'm just awesome.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars, but it's kind of
nerdy.
I am a huge Star Trek fan. I should mention that.
Yeah.
Classic and next gen.
Classic and next gen.
Yeah,
I don't like that whole middle part.
It's all fucked up.
When it turned into like,
I like Picard.
Yeah, dude's captain. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Totally. Okay. So,
a very not metal habit of mine is country line dancing.
Yeah, I keep that quiet.
Just trim doing that shit.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we refer to guys. There's a drag bar, like four blocks away from here. And yeah. I was like, yeah, but if you want to get pussy guaranteed, hang out in front of the place as they're shutting down one of the shows, because there's just like tons of single chicks mobbing out, like usually bachelorette parties, just hammered, just wandering out. Yeah,
those are the best. Those are my favorite.
Like, yeah.
Hey. I have a bachelorette party story. I walked into Lucky Larry's bar.
Uh-huh.
I walked into Lucky Larry's with my Anthrax t-shirt on and some gym shorts. I don't remember. I look like this guy. I walked into the bar, and some drunk chick's like, "Are you bad?" I'm like, "Yeah, what?" She's like, "Stay right here, don't move." I'm like, "All right." She comes back with the bride to be, some just mega hot chick. She's like, "So you're bad?" I'm like, "Yeah." We had a bet that I would not find a guy named Ben, because that's my husband to be's name, and if I did, I had to make out with him. I was like, "Oh, okay." So
that was Ben's home wreck tour 08, I guess.
I just walked into the bar, and that's what happened. I was like, "Oh, whoa,
fuck yeah,
crazy."
So, have there been any major highlights on this tour for you guys? Like any cities that really stand out?
Montreal, I think, was the best show of the tour.
Do you get crazy over there?
Usually Canada's pretty, straight across shows. It's insane. People come out.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Money.
The entire tour's been sick.
Yeah.
But,
every night's been
money. Yeah. Those are the highlights. But can't really say the shows were bad, because they're all just great. It's a great package, so.
Yep.
It's been fun.
Right on. What's coming up in the future? Anything you can talk about?
We're doing a 10-day tour in Europe in December, and then we're going to record a record in January, February. Hopefully come back in the spring with a new record.
Right on. Looking forward to it.
Cool.
Because March is over the top good, dude.
Right on.
So, yeah, thanks for doing this with us. I guess if I can just get a quick liner out of you guys, then we're good. So
listen to the Alloy Podcast.
Yeah, Alloy Podcast.
Cool.
Whenever you guys are ready, however you want to do it, doesn't matter to us.
Hey, what's up? This is Trevor.
Hey, this is Buzz.
And this is Slow Dog.
And we are on Earth, and you are listening to Alloy Podcast
with Matt and Ben.
VH1's Metal Mania Weekend, where they're showing all these 80s metal videos. Oh, my God. I discovered something when I watched all these 80s metal videos on VH1. If you were into heavy metal in the 80s, guess what? You're gay. Did you know that? You're fucking gay. Those videos were gayer than 8 guys blowing 9 guys. That is how gay... Oh, my God. With an extra dick left over to go in the ear. Woo! Holy shit. All of these videos are like these shirtless or even worse, a vest and no shirt. Yay! Guys with the long hair and they're all sweaty and they're rocking out in a factory that apparently manufactures sparks. Like, that's all it makes, just sparks. And they're just like rubbing bare shoulder blades together, like, yes, you know, just rocking out. And then in the middle of the video, they'll cut to a group of hot chicks miles away from the band, nowhere near the actual band members, just posing with power tools in a auto wrecking yard or something, you know. Maybe I'll get the guys in Haircut 100 to fuck me, because I'm not going to get any cock from the guys in Jackal with a Y. So, the one thing I really liked about the 80s hairband videos that needs to come back, the one recurring motif, were the bands that would rock so fucking hard they could change the physical properties of things. Like, they would blow holes through walls for their rocking, or, you know, go up to your shitty Honda Civic and go squibbly-doo, and all of a sudden it's a sleek Lamborghini. Like, hey, thanks, Night Ranger. That needs to come back, you know, like System of a Down or Queens of the Stone Age have to do a video where they're going, that cheese sandwich isn't grilled, squibbly flabbly do, and all of a sudden it's a melted cheese. Wow, goddamn, you Armenian geniuses. But that concept kind of jumped the shark with the... remember that supergroup Damn Yankees? Remember them? Oh, my God. You had a guy from Night Ranger, a guy from Styx, and Ted Nugent. The Nuge formed a supergroup. And in their video, the police have cornered them in a house. Because they're dangerous. There's a 48-year-old guy from Styx in that band. Arrest him! So, they're just shooting bullets and shotgun shells into the house, filling the house with lead. But suddenly, Ted Nugent comes out with his guitar and squibbly flabbly do, and the fucking bullets are ping zang. He's deflecting the bullets with the power of his rocking. Oh my God! Wow! Wow! Where were the Beavis and Butthead copycats when that video came out? Just like all across the Midwest. Dude, you start shooting. I'm going to, ready? Squibbly flip, pip, 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 dead. We could have lost the entire mullet haircut in one weekend. Just gone.
welcome back to the Alloy Podcast.
Word.
Okay, I think that's the show for this week.
Yep, that's the show.
All right, so, well, I guess I should let everybody know who those last people were, right?
Yeah,
so that last joke was Patton Oswalt.
God, that guy's so
80s
funny.
Metal.
That guy's hilarious.
And the second I heard that joke and knew that we were going to be playing it on this week's show, I had to follow it.
With Jackal.
With Jackal. With the song Down on Me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. So, Jackal with a Y.
Jackal with a Y.
That's right. So, yeah, a couple things I want to point out and apologize about. I did not realize that the sound of the bus in the background of the interview was going to be as overbearing as it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, loud.
Oh, wow.
Remember when we did the Unearth interview?
Yes.
And the bus was running behind us the whole time?
Uh-huh.
I did not think it was going to pick up that well, but it picked up very well. So,
oh, wow.
Sorry about that background noise that was going on there. And I also want to apologize to Unearth for making that oh so uncomfortable when I went over the top fanboy.
Yeah, I did that with Tim Lambesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah. I grabbed his boob.
That happened. We have a picture to prove it.
Yeah, that guy weighs 90 pounds. He doesn't have a boob.
He is 6 foot 65 inches. That's
word.
A real number. And he weighs 4 pounds.
Yeah.
He is built a lot like a headphone cord.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. Like, you know. But the guy brings it down, so.
Yeah, he does.
You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, no.
That's the show. All right. So,
Ben's tired.
I guess feel free to contact us. You can get a hold of us over at alloyproductions.org. You can head over to alloypodcast.com. You can check out our blog and leave a comment there, alloyproductions.wordpress.com. You can email us, alloypodcast@yahoo.com. You can head over to iTunes and leave a comment for the show, which we would definitely love it if you could do that. And also, I guess I want to promote some other podcasts that we've got going on now.
Totally.
So, yeah, you can head to standbypod.wordpress.com. That's the Standby Records podcast.
Absolutely.
That Ben and I are doing.
Totally, because we're awesome.
You can also head over to alloyproductions.org, and if you look at the tabs across the top, you will see the Bleeding Ears Podcast Network. That would be us.
That's us?
Yep, that's us. And also on that page, coming soon, is the Bullet Tooth Records Podcast.
Yes, that is also us.
We've got it. The episode's recorded. It's done. It's uploaded and available online.
Yep.
But I put coming soon because I'm waiting for iTunes approval and Zune approval, and, you know, making sure it's getting in all the right places and so on and so forth. So as soon as I get all that stuff, I will have all the pertinent links up over at the Bleeding Ears Podcast Network. You can find links to contact any of the podcasts. Ben's officially asleep on the microphone, and that's all right. I'm gonna try to tone it down so I don't wake him up. Turn the headphones down so that way I'm not screaming at him. But yeah, so head over to Bleeding Ears Podcast Network and look for the insignia of your favorite podcast, and there will be a link to follow the show on Twitter, email the show, go to the show's blog, whatever the case is. Ben is a loud sleeper. I had no idea. he wasn't sleeping at all.
With people.
Oh, I see what's going on. I see what's going on.
Hey, Ben, you look really cute over there.
Dude, that guy is back in here, climbed out of the closet, and now he's harassed. Hey, what are you doing in here?
Stop. I just wanted to say hi.
Well, you're not supposed to be.
Can I touch you?
No, we have a restraining order, sir. What? Stop it. You did not hiss at me like you're in fucking Avatar. Get over that shit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. What's he, how does he get in here?
I don't know.
What's his name? We're going to name him Gielish.
Gielish.
Gielish. We have no idea what his name is. He's just a creeper.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like Gielish. Our buddy Gielish.
So if you ever feel like there is someone watching you from the skies via Google Earth through your window or anything like that.
It's probably Gielish.
It's probably Gielish. That's happening. Yeah. So that's, yeah. That's the show, and we'll catch you next week.
Totally. Peace out.